Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. What's going on, Ike?
Johnny Marks. Holla at you, boy.
Well, we have a lot to talk about today. We'll mix in all of the sports, including Tim Tebow. That's coming up not too long in the first hour. But, yeah, he's back somehow. Somehow Tim Tebow's back. Let's start here. I've been, you know, just kind of reaction from the draft is finally kind of where, you know, like we're, you know, we've moved on from the second round pick or we love the second round pick or whatever. But for the most part, like we're, I think I'm at peace with where the Eagles are with their draft. I disagree with them going for Dickerson with the second pick. I like the first round pick, but right, like Ike, like for the most part, we've moved on from the draft. Now we're kind of looking forward.
Yes.
And I want to give the Eagles credit because I think that so far that they've had a pretty good offseason, but in particular, I like the way that they've handled the quarterback position so far in the offseason. And what they've done is they didn't go out and say, we're going to draft a quarterback just to draft a quarterback. They were interested in one of the quarterbacks, Zach Wilson, allegedly. But when they couldn't get him, they said, okay, we're going to move back. You know, they didn't take Justin Fields. They didn't take Mac Jones. They didn't force a quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. So Jalen Hurts now becomes the starter until he's not, or maybe he is. But what I'm saying is that they've left their options open. Right, the Eagles didn't draft Jalen Hurts to be their starter, especially not this year. And let's face it, he's probably not the guy. And the Eagles, I think, correctly and rightly so, have left their options open, have made it pretty clear by not giving Jalen Hurts the nod and saying he's our guy, that they like him. And I'm sure they're going to give him the chance if they're not able to do anything else. But they had the draft picks. They've been calling about some veteran quarterbacks. They continue to check in on Deshaun Watson. And I think it's smart. Don't commit to a player that you're not sure of. And the likelihood is that if he's the guy, he's probably not a good enough guy. Right? So, I mean, like, we tear down the Eagles. We rip the Eagles a lot. I do it. And I want to give them credit because I actually think that they've handled Jalen Hurts pretty well so far. I like the way they've handled it.
Yeah, see, this is one of the few things that I have not necessarily been fond of this offseason with the Eagles. You know, this whole quarterback situation. Because I just believe that while they may be a little uncertain about Hurts, meaning that they may have some questions, right? And I think that's fair. That's fair. He's a second-round draft pick. It's not like he was a flawless player. There's obviously some things that they think he needs to improve upon, or there are some shortcomings he has as a quarterback through that pre-draft evaluation that didn't allow for him to be one of the top draft picks in that draft. Doesn't mean he can't play at this level. I actually believe he can. I think he can be a starter in this league. To what level, I'm not sure yet, but I've seen guys exceed expectations. I've seen guys overcome some of these pre-draft quote-unquote weaknesses you may have in the game and go on to be successful, much more successful than some first-round draft picks that pre-draft analysts say they have all the quality traits that a quote-unquote franchise quarterback should have. I'm not telling you Jalen Hurts is the franchise quarterback for the next 10 years here. But here's what I am saying. The Eagles aren't doing themselves any favors by constantly leaving this cloud out there, this sort of cloud of unknown, right? Or this little skepticism there.
We constantly
have our eyes somewhere else. Now, listen, I've been on record. You don't go get Deshaun Watson. The situation allows itself to play out, and he can play again. You don't have to sell me hard on Deshaun Watson. He's a phenomenal quarterback. That's a clear upgrade. But some of these other things that are out there that they get linked to, like, this is where I'm like, you know what? Stop it with the older guys. Be committed to Jalen Hurts. It's why I wanted them to originally stay at number 6 to have a chance to get Pitts or Chase. If that meant you needed to use some draft equity to move up to assure you get one of those guys, then that's what I would have liked to have seen. But nevertheless, it worked out. They got the receiver. They got a playmaker. All is good from that standpoint. But you leave this sense of uncertainty surrounding the quarterback position, and that permeates throughout the city, throughout the league, and even in your own building. It's there. It may not be overwhelmingly there, but it's there in the back of his mind. It's there in the back of some of his teammates' mind. Because when he has these conversations with his teammates, these things will come up. But he's keeping his head down. He's working. All I'm saying is, if you're the Eagles, you need to rid yourself of this conversation so that everybody knows that we're behind Jalen Hurts. You're committed to Jalen Hurts. There is no, well, I don't know. If this happens, then we'll be looking over there. These are the things that have led you to where you are now. You got to get behind the guy so that everybody gets behind the guy. You have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do that. And when you have quarterbacks that are still trying to establish themselves, like a Jalen Hurts, they need all the support of the organization behind them and every fiber. I don't mean you have to give them a contract extension right now. I mean, it should be a definitive statement put out there and made very clear. Forget about this competition nonsense when nobody really buys into it. Nobody buys into that. So, no, you can use the terms competition. We want to create competition. Nobody's buying that. Nobody's buying it. So stop with the charades. Get behind Jalen Hurts, and let's see where it takes you. And I don't mean just for 2021. In your mind, you ought to be saying, I'm putting together a roster that we're going to win with Jalen Hurts. Not, I'm putting together a roster just in case I need somebody else. You're always going to be on this quarterback carousel, handling it this way. Focus on the character and the quality and the traits that you want out of the quarterback. You talk about you want a leader of men, somebody that brings guys together. If that's what this kid does, then focus on making him the best quarterback he can be out there on the field, that you can go out there and win with. That's what you need to do. Put a roster around him that he can go out there and win with. Not that he has to go out there and throw 40 touchdowns and 5,000 yards to prove he's a top 5 quarterback to make you look good. No, put a quarterback out there that you can win with, and put a team around him that he can win with. And the sooner you do that, the sooner this team will take off like it's supposed to take off. In the meantime, we're going to be stuck in the mud. Looking at this thing like, yeah, he looked good this week, but he didn't look good next week.
I can't
wait to see who we can get next year in next year's draft. Like, you're never going to win that way. And I got news for you. Those kids is coming out next year. Yeah, we'll be hoping and praying that they're starting caliber quarterbacks in this league. Because right now, I ain't seeing a whole lot of it. I'm not seeing special. I'm seeing guys getting drafted like Mac Jones because they play quarterback. I don't see special. Don't see special. So you have this kid, start developing him. Start developing him. And hopefully this coaching staff are the right coaches. Because there's one thing that I'll say about Andy Reid. He knows how to develop that position. And the biggest knock I had on Doug was, by the way, welcome back to the city, coach. Biggest knock I had on Doug was that the development at the quarterback position wasn't there. Wasn't there. And that's what you got to hope Nick Sirianni and Shane Steichen?
Steichen.
How about that?
Well, I'm more Brian Johnson, too.
Oh, Brian Johnson. Yeah. I forget. Well, see, I'm still learning the coaches. Brian Johnson. He's the quarterback coach, right?
There you go, yes.
Steichen is the OC.
Yes.
Okay, and
there you go.
Coach Sirianni is the wide receivers coach / head coach.
Yes, yes. Yeah,
let's watch the videotape.
Yeah, exactly. There we go. But that's what you got to do, man, so we can stop having these conversations.
All right, we take phone calls in the first segment, as always, at 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. I actually think that, like, what you're saying, if it was a quarterback that they viewed as the guy, they clearly don't view him as being the guy. For, like, I saw Elliott put out a tweet a couple hours ago that said the Eagles have shown pretty significant signs of being committed to Jalen Hurts. I beg to differ.
Yeah,
I mean,
for 2021.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, for 2021.
Like, listen, like, if you were really gung-ho about this guy and you're like, man, we got a steal in the second round, we got the next Russell Wilson, you think that they're on multiple occasions not committing to Jalen Hurts even for this year? And I get it, this whole, oh, well, there's competition, baloney.
No.
If this was because if Carson Wentz is here this year, there's no open competition.
No.
He's the starter.
Yes.
I mean, you brought in Joe freaking Flacco, not a guy that's really going to challenge for the job. It would have been very easy, and they should have said, he's the starter going in the training camp. He's the starter, yes.
Yeah, whose feathers would they have ruffled by naming Jalen Hurts the starter?
So,
who on the team who doesn't think that Jalen Hurts is the starter?
It's stupid, right? It's stupid. And I think they're doing this because they don't view him as the starter.
Long term.
This year, everybody knows that unless they make a trade, he's going to be the starter this year.
By the way, according to reports, it seems as if they've tried to make other moves to get a different quarterback here.
Here's what they've done this offseason. They've checked in multiple times on Deshaun Watson. They tried to trade up and get Zach Wilson in the draft. When they realized the Jets weren't trading out of it and they were going to draft Zach Wilson, they were out because they didn't want to take Justin Fields, right? Mm-hmm. They've refused to name him the starter on multiple occasions when, like, it would have just been the cleanest and easiest thing to do. And there's a reason for that. They're keeping their options open. They're keeping their options open because they know that he's Alex Smith. Like that might be his comp. Alex Smith, good quarterback, mm-hmm. can win you some games, need a really good team around you, but has his limitations to what he can do in the NFL. 52% completion percentage. I'm not just going to say that doesn't matter. He could get better, right? I'm not saying that he couldn't, but in the NFL, in today's game, what he did in the second half of games, which was barely scoring, I understand it's his rookie season. I understand that. But I think with Jalen Hurts, he's the quarterback you see is kind of be the quarterback that you're going to get. Everybody's going to love him. He's a hard worker. There's a place for him in this league, like you said, maybe even as a starter. Mm-hmm. But that's not what the Eagles are looking for. And that's why they're keeping their options open. And that's why I think they're doing the right thing, because they should be keeping their options open, because they do realize that, like, this is all about Jeffrey Lurie. Jeffrey Lurie's mad when they don't throw the ball enough, because Jeffrey Lurie wants the quarterback throwing the ball all the time. He believes that's the NFL in 2021.
Yeah.
And that's what they're looking for. And I'm okay with it. I think it's smart.
Yeah. You know what, though? But this is where I know in theory you want to have the elite quarterback. I get it. I'm not arguing against wanting to have an elite quarterback. But I've seen some elite passers in this league. Jim Kelly, Warren Moon, Dan Marino, new age elite passers, Peyton Manning,
yep.
Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady became an elite passer. I was going Drew Brees, because you can't put Tom Brady in a class with any of these guys. But I brought that up to say, those were elite throwers of the football. Put up a lot of yards, a lot of touchdowns, constantly in your top five every year of quarterback rankings. I think I named about six quarterbacks there. Well, we got three Super Bowls amongst them mm-hmm. of the greats. Peyton didn't even deserve the second one he got.
Yeah, it doesn't count, right?
Yeah. And as great as Peyton Manning was, the fact that he had to be carried to one Super Bowl and barely won the other one, as one of the most elite passers of all time.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers has one Super Bowl appearance.
Well, don't talk about a future Eagle like that.
And one Super Bowl win. One of the best throwers of the football I've ever seen.
And what's that matter?
He got one Super Bowl. He's been to one Super Bowl. He's 1-4 in NFC championship games.
That's
you beat me to it, Jack.
So,
but I'm just saying. Your point is well taken.
So I understand having the elite thrower. Yeah, it's nice to have him. I'm telling you, that's not necessarily going to lead to championships. You got to put a championship team together. You got to have a quarterback that has a winning pedigree, that knows how to win. Guys that are rally around him. I can also give you a bunch of mediocre quarterbacks from the standpoint of arm talent that has Super Bowls.
Sure.
No, I can give you a whole list of those guys.
Make some noise, come on.
Well, and you know, Tom Brady doesn't have elite arm talent at this point in his career. 215-592-9494.
I was not talking about Nick Foles. I was talking about Brad Johnson, Trent Dilfer. Jeff Hosteller,
Nick Foles,
Doug Williams, Joe Theismann. These are all guys that got Super Bowl rings.
All right, so
Troy Aikman, most overrated.
Oh,
Joe
man.
Namath.
Joe Namath. Yeah, look at all these guys with Super Bowl rings.
If we agree, Ike, that the Eagles, they're not fully committing to Jalen Hurts. I don't know what.
I agree with you on that it's like mixed signals out
it's
there.
It's just whether or not they're making a mistake and how they're handling them. No, at the very least, there's mixed signals.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Are they making a mistake? Let's go to the phones. Gary and Clayton. Gary, go ahead.
Yeah, John, how are you?
Hi, Gary. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I mean, the bottom line is I totally 100% disagree with your opening remarks about how the Eagles are dealing with Jalen Hurts. I agree with, like, you drafted the guy with a second-round pick. Mm-hmm. So by being so indecisive about him, you're indecisive about yourself. You don't know what the hell you're doing. Mm. You can't evaluate talent. These guys that coached him last year and then these new guys, they can't come out. I mean, these guys have been around football their whole lives, and they can't evaluate and say, yeah, this guy can help us win. This guy can run the team.
Or they don't think that he is the guy. How about that?
Well, then that makes Roseman look like a complete dope, and your whole organization is a dope because it screwed up the guy you had.
Because Gary, think about it.
Win a Super Bowl.
Gary, think about it. Wouldn't the easiest thing to do, especially with everything that happened with Carson Wentz, to be like, "Up, oh, there's our guy right there, Jalen Hurts. He's our guy. We drafted him. We knew he was this good." They've done everything that they can to not do that. Why?
Yeah, because that shows you how dysfunctional they are.
I disagree.
I
think it shows you what they think of the quarterback. That's what I think.
Well, then why did you pick him so high?
Well, we all can agree with that.
Let me tell you the story about what happened there.
Right. This isn't, I believe, but there's nobody on this show that's going to say that it was a good draft pick to take him in the second round. No. Even if Carson Wentz is gone now.
Right.
It totally short-circuited everything that's going on.
And all I'm trying to do is prevent this happening again. Because eventually, and listen, I believe Jalen Hurts is a good kid, but this is a business. And the moment you start to believe that you've laid it all on the line for the organization and you're not necessarily getting that reciprocated to you, then you start to feel like maybe you do have one foot out the door.
Sure.
So now you're starting to look, possibly. And are you fully committed? And my only thing is here is that if this is the guy you went out and drafted, and he is of high character and a great leader, a great worker, and you took him in the second round. You had to have him. You couldn't pass over him. Then stop with all the charades. Get behind the guy so that everybody can get fully behind him.
It's not like that they can't just lie and do whatever they want to do anyway.
Anyway, exactly.
What does it matter? They can. Situations change. Things
change.
You could gush about him and say he's your guy, and then trade him or bring somebody else in at any time you want. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But they're not. They've decided their strategy is they're not doing that with Jalen Hurts. Jack, is that a mistake with the Eagles' handling of Jalen Hurts?
It's tough. I don't think so because I think that they know that he's probably not good enough to do it, and they don't want to look foolish when they do make the big move for saying that Jalen Hurts is their quarterback and their guy going forward. So when they make that big move,
exactly,
whether it's in the draft next year where they take the kid from Liberty and number 6 overall, obviously, or it's an Aaron Rodgers, Sean Watson trade, like they don't want to look foolish by committing so hard to Hurts this offseason. So I do think it's smart. leave the options open. And if he is the guy next year, great. Everything works out. But if he's not, they have the way out that they didn't have with Carson.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. This is a team with mediocre to low expectations this year. So what is he going to do to make you not want to go draft a quarterback next year? It's a first-year head coach. It's his first year in this offense. That's why I say you get behind him. You have him for his rookie contract. Why are you looking for another quarterback before this guy's rookie deal is even up, before he's even played a full season? Why not use all those resources to get behind him? That's why I don't like the idea of taking Landon Dickerson in the second round when you could have got a player that could actually contribute this year.
Yep.
A player that can contribute this year. I'm
it's like
less,
a carbon copy to last year.
Yeah, I'm less looking to the future as far as building a team as much as I want to give him the best opportunity to be as successful as possible. Right? Like, that's what I want to do. You know, New York. How much more talent can they put around Daniel Jones?
There's no urgency for 20. Is there urgency for 2021?
It doesn't feel like
it. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't feel like it. No. And I feel like this kid is going to get the short end of the stick because of that. He's going to be out there playing his butt off, trying to win over the city, win over his teammates, win over his coaches, win over the organization. And they're going to go out there and play for him. But the results, you can't necessarily judge them by wins and losses. You got to judge him by how he handles the day-to-day grind, the week-to-week standing in front of the press conference, whether or not he continues to get better each week. Do you see where a light is at the end of the tunnel? Where you see a lot of qualities and traits that you like, right, that you can continue to build on. Drew Brees was a second-round draft pick, right, out there in San Diego. And Drew Brees is barely 6 feet, doesn't have the strongest arm, but they took him in the second round because it's a nice second-round pick, would be a nice backup quarterback if need be. He winds up having to start, but they never really buy all the way into him. They kept their eye on the next best thing. So they drafted Phillip Rivers when they got a big, strong arm, 6'5" guy. Oh, yeah, that's the prototypical quarterback we need. Yeah, he gave you a bunch of empty calories for over almost two decades.
Brees
Phillip
wins
Rivers.
The Super Bowl and goes to the Hall of Fame as one of the great passers of the generation. Yeah, I mean, Brees is certainly better than Phillip Rivers.
I mean, listen, I don't want to get a stinking Cowboys any type of credit, which I'm not, but I mean, it took them 4 years to realize that quarterback, Dak Prescott, was their franchise quarterback. It took them 4 years.
That's awesome.
Because he was a fourth-round pick that they never intended on being their starting quarterback. So they never wanted to commit to him.
It's a decent comp with Brees because they never fully believed that he was going to be the guy, and it feels like the Eagles aren't they like kind of doing the same thing? Like they'd be like it would be surprising to them if Jalen Hurts came out and said I'm the guy and he proved it on the field next year, right? It's kind of how I feel. By the way, the Liberty quarterback's name is Malik Willis.
Oh yeah, he's definitely not coming here.
Willis, what you talking about, Willis? He played at Auburn.
Transferred
to Liberty.
Guy.
Yes, transferred to Liberty last year. 2,250 yards passing in 10 games, 20 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, 64% completion percentage, rushed for nearly 1,000 yards.
Are we really looking for quarterbacks at Liberty next year?
14 touchdowns.
Didn't Hugh Freeze go there?
Who?
The old Ole Miss coach?
Yes, he's the coach there. Liberty.
Yeah, that's why they're loaded.
14 rushing touchdowns. He's this year's trade, next year's Trey Lance hike.
That's what it sounds like.
215-592-9494. We get to your phone calls. Are the Eagles making a mistake by clearly, and you can argue if you think that they are committing to Jalen Hurts. I don't know what you're looking at, but are they making a mistake by not fully committing to Jalen Hurts? I don't think they are at all. They're keeping their options open as they should. Also coming up, about 2:45, we'll get into the Tim Tebow thing because it's out of control. Are somebody mad at you from what you put on Twitter? I don't even know what you put.
Well, if he's mad about Twitter, wait till we take his call.
Nice.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese.
That's
now.
All coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. All right, Marks and Reese, we are back. I'm John. He's Ike. Our Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking for that perfect graduation present, maybe you want to get a jump on Father's Day. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville has dads and grads covered. Shop online, marks-jewelers.com. And actually saw this. I still saw people responding to this one. This is from yesterday's show. Is making the bed pointless? Yes or no? And people that believe in making the bed are are truthers, Ike.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, I mean, like it got like a visceral reaction. I mean, Jill was upset when I got home because she agrees with you.
There you go.
And she says I'm the last one out of the bed, so like I should probably make it.
You definitely should make it up.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never made the bed ever, and I never will.
Wow.
No way. For what? No, just
for
like,
who?
Just,
for what? Are you for who or for what in your family?
Like, honestly, it's hard enough for me to close my dresser drawers because I need to open them up. That's something that I've worked on that drives my wife crazy. Like, oh, why are all your
dresser
drawers open?
Oh, no, you leave the drawers open.
I'm not all the way.
John. I do the same
thing. Bro, that is dangerous.
Not all the way.
I just learned how to put the toilet seat up.
Oh, man, you're funny. So that was yesterday. If you want to vote on that, there's 2 hours left. But are the Eagles making a mistake not fully committing to Jalen Hurts? Yes or no? And 61% says no early on in the show.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't – listen, I think it is. Listen, he can prove them to be right, that they shouldn't have made a commitment to him by the way that he plays, or he can prove them wrong. And I think what would happen is they would continue to prolong it. When you are behind a guy, you're behind him.
Yeah.
You just are.
Doesn't matter if he's a second-round pick or what.
Exactly.
Like, either he's the guy or he's not, and the Eagles have done everything possible to not tell him he's the guy.
I'll give you another example. Tom Brady with the Patriots. When they drafted Jimmy Garoppolo in the second round, they drafted him to replace Tom Brady.
Correct.
Like, that's why they drafted him.
That's what Bill wanted to do.
Yes. And that's what he was planning to do until Brady obviously nixed that plan with his play.
Right.
Kept winning. And then the owner decided we got to get rid of Jimmy Garoppolo. But my point is that they drafted him to replace Tom Brady. That was going to be Bill Belichick's plan. Now, with the Eagles, did they draft him to replace Carson or did they just draft him to be a backup? And if they drafted him just to be a backup, that makes using a second-round pick look even worse.
Yep. No, it's terrible.
Yeah.
No, it's terrible. Like, I think it's pretty clear they didn't draft him to be Carson's replacement because they're not treating him like he's going to be Carson's replacement. So then you look at it and it's like you used the 53rd overall pick for a backup quarterback. And now,
yes.
And now you won't even let him be the starter? Now it's got to be a competition with Joe Flacco? And you're looking for any quarter? You're looking on the free agent market? You're looking you're looking for Deshaun Watson? You're probably checking in with Aaron Rodgers? You're trying to trade up in the draft?
I'm telling you, man, that stuff, whether it becomes on the surface or it's just hovering beneath the surface, if there's doubt about who the quarterback is, it's hard for most people to get completely behind that guy. It's like I'm behind him now because he's all we have.
Yep.
But you're looking for something better.
Let's go to the phones. Jared in Hatfield. Jared, mistake? How they're handling it? What's up? How are you?
Fellas, how you doing today?
All right.
What's up, Jared?
Not too much. So this is a complicated thing, right? There's a lot of different things. I think you guys have touched on a lot of them. One, I think the Eagles are protecting themselves by not being committed to Jalen Hurts. If he does well, then they look good for sticking with him. If he does bad, then they can just get rid of him. I think it's, you know, after the Carson debacle and being left holding with the bag, I think they're trying to be defensive with that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think that's what they're doing as well. I just think for an organization that has typically been a well-thought-out sort of planning organization, organized, they've hit on quarterbacks, they've managed to get behind those guys. And with Jalen Hurts, when they seemingly were so convicted with their decision to take him, why waffle on it now? Like when you drafted him, it was, this is why we drafted him. We got a great player. He's going to be a great player for us. We didn't want to miss out on the next Russell Wilson. So why be on shaky grounds about it now?
You don't believe it. Yeah, you don't,
right?
You don't believe it, but it's a huge mistake drafting him in the second round. A huge mistake. Just because it started the Carson Wentz stuff. It started it, and now we're sitting here, and they won't even commit to him. So you drafted a guy that kick-started the quarterback being out of town, having the largest dead cap hit in franchise history, and now
NFL history.
NFL history, and now given the opportunity where you could just lie and say – yeah, well, yo, he's our guy. They won't do that because I agree with the caller, and it's what I believe. I think that they're keeping their options open for a reason, and they're publicly leaving it like that just because they're not misleading Jalen Hurts. They're not. They don't want to do it.
And make no mistake about the stance that I'm making here is that I actually agree with what you're saying. I'm just saying it's wrong.
Yep.
They shouldn't be doing that.
Yep.
I do believe they are showing a little bit of, we got to keep our options open a little bit here just in case.
And if Hurts does play great this year, they come right back. Well, that was just for competition's sake, and we loved you. We drafted in the second round. They spin it to where they always love Jalen Hurts, and yes, he's our guy.
Yep.
Right? So they're going to have their cake and eat it too, because if he doesn't do that, then they didn't commit to him. They left their options open.
And my only thing is for him, and I'm speaking from his perspective, is that this is a season where you're going to have tempered expectations.
Right.
Right? This is the first year, new head coach. So let's say Jalen Hurts goes 6-11. I got to get used to saying that. I wrote it out there. 6-11.
That's right.
Rolled off your tongue.
Yeah, it did. But I got to admit, I thought about it first.
But you always, for the second, you never thought about 6-10.
Right.
It comes to you.
Oh, 6-10-1.
Yeah. Wow. Or 6-10-1. Yeah, how about that? But he looks better. He's improved each week. You know, they've lost tough games, right? They couldn't finish games. It's typical things that young teams go through is learning how to finish games, how to win games. Cross that finish line. At the end of the season, if you're sitting in the, let's say, sixth or seventh draft slot, you're telling me you're ready to go back and run it back with Jalen Hurts next year, or are you looking for that quarterback?
Mm-hmm. What you said at the end, yeah. All right, listen, 5 minutes, we have Tebow talk. It's required, Ike. Wade and Chester, Wade.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
What's up, Wade?
What's up, Wade?
All right.
Ikey, my man, you back. You back. My boy is back.
What's up, brother?
But listen, man, here's the deal. We, as a fan base, and we want them to be – they've already committed to Jalen Hurts. They've had conversations with Jalen Hurts. What they did, they brought this guy in that was his quarterback coach that known him since he was four. That guy is the same guy that Jalen Hurts' dad coached at his high school. He coached Dak Prescott. Mm-hmm. Tried to recruit Jalen Hurts to come to that school. He coached last year Kyle Pitts. Kyle, what's that quarterback from Florida?
Trask.
Yeah.
Listen, they already, and they putting stuff around Jalen Hurts. I'm going to be straight up honest with you, as much as I love him. If Jalen Hurts, with the last place schedule, does not render us a winning record, yes, you do get rid of him in that situation, because basically you've already can see that this is not the route.
Yeah, but wait, see, like
that's
ridiculous. I'm not even a Jalen Hurts guy, and you are, but like the roster's not good enough to be a winning roster, and you're going to put it on him?
John, hear me out.
Yeah.
We're playing a last place schedule. You have your Super Bowl winning offensive line in front of him. You have weapons everywhere. Jalen Hurts has put up 500 yards in, what, 3 games last year against top defenses. What the hell you think he's going
to
do?
So they have to win 9 games. Schedule? They would have to win 9 games, winning record.
And I'm on record to say that they will win 11. 9, okay, I can deal with that. But I know they're going to win 11 games this year. I just feel it. I know it because there's no expectation. Jalen Hurts is a motivated guy, self-motivated. He don't need the Eagles to say, hey, Jalen, you're our guy. That's not how he's built.
All right, love Jalen Hurts, but you also claim that the Eagles are committed to him, which I mean, I say is baloney.
John, without a doubt, they're committed to
him.
Why
don't they say it?
They would have backed it up by drafting a quarterback. Just say, you know, they would have done all of those things.
Or they didn't like the quarterback, and they didn't think it was an upgrade over Jalen Hurts. Because,
right.
I mean, listen.
And guess what? And I believe them. Because they're not no damn upgrade from Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts
is going to be a dynamite
player. But hang on a second. See, what you keep saying over and over again is Jalen Hurts is going to be really good. We're talking about what the Eagles and the commitment they showed to him. They've shown no commitment to him. They've looked around. They looked it around at quarterbacks in the draft. Even if you like a quarterback in the draft, if you love Jalen Hurts, you don't even think about it. You don't even look at it. You say, this is our guy. We just drafted him. He's inexpensive. He's a second-round pick. right? Yep. Like, why would you look around at other quarterbacks if he's the guy?
Because this is a business, and Jalen Hurts is a human being. It could be that you don't have the right read on him. So they have options set up to even cover up if he's not the guy.
Because they're not fully committed to him.
John, the thing is this. Everybody say he's not fully committed. The thing is, you want people to go in and go broke. You don't go for broke when you're dealing with an organization. You always have to protect yourself. You always have to do that. And I think that's what they're doing.
Okay.
They're doing the right thing with Jalen Hurts.
All right.
They don't need to do that for him.
Okay.
They already talked with him personally.
All right, there you go. Thanks, Wade.
See,
he's our Hurts insider. Apparently, he is inside information. Man, he is all in on Jalen Hurts.
Who likes Hurts more, Wade or Chuck?
That's a good question. You think it's Wade?
A little bit. Are we going to have a Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, you might have to, yeah.
When Chuck calls in around 5:30, we'll see.
We have to set that up. Who is his biggest fan? Is it Chuck or is it Wade? No, because Wade's more emotion in the voice. Like, he's pleading with us, telling us he's going to be good. Trust me.
Trust me.
And Chuck just wants to put a hot take out there so he can claim it. Wade actually is invested emotionally in this.
Yeah, would you say that the Browns have yet to fully commit to Baker?
They are not committed to Baker Mayfield. No freaking way. Nor should they be committed to him. He's in a fifth-year option. Right, like, here's what's going to end up happening.
I think they should be committed to
him. No, they're wise to keep their options open. Even though I think that he's going to be fine, and they end up resigning him, and he turns into he's a game manager who has a little bit of upside, right?
The guy was the number one pick in the draft.
Yes, he played like the number one pick in the draft.
So was Jared Goff.
Didn't he go to the Super Bowl?
Oh, here we go.
He did. Well, he did. Yeah.
Two years later, they said, here's another two first-round picks to get rid of his contract.
Now, all of this, including that Cleveland example, goes to John's point. Just think about it. Organizations with quarterbacks that had accomplished more than Jalen Hurts did.
Yep.
And they didn't fully commit to him.
Yep.
So that's why I'm saying I believe it's a mistake from the Eagles' part, but I'm agreeing with John that that's what's going
on.
Yes.
Yeah, because if you think about it with the Browns, we even heard that they want to re-sign Baker Mayfield, but he's asking for $40 million a year. There's been no talk because they're not ready to give
him a long-term deal.
They're not sure. And they want to see him play another year. They'll re-sign him. If the Browns and Baker Mayfield have a good year, they'll sign him to a contract. He's not going to make Russell Wilson money.
But that's what he's looking for.
Yes.
like you said, if you're his agent, you're saying, okay, I want the Deshaun Watson contract or the Dak Prescott contract.
And they might franchise him before they do that. They might let him walk before they do that because they see what's happened with some of these quarterbacks, the Jared Goffs, the Carson Wentzes. And they say, you know what? Is Baker Mayfield really that hard to find? He's not.
Yeah.
Is it Baker Mayfield hard to find?
No.
Is it Jalen Hurts hard to find?
No.
No, he's not. So, like, that's why these teams are doing what they're doing. All right, so Tim Tebow.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Ike.
Let's go from good quarterbacks to not.
Is it hard to find a Tim Tebow?
Yes, it is. It's hard to find such a selfish and a former – like, I'm not saying Tim Tebow's a bad guy. I'm not saying that he wasn't a great college quarterback. What I'm saying is that there are thousands of former players who would love a shot at getting back in the NFL, and they're not back because their name isn't Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
And
I'm ready to hit the gym.
So that's what I'm saying. You have a better chance going back. You have a better chance going back.
Tom Brady looked off. Ike Reese in the middle of the field.
So what got me really, really angry last night was two tweets. One was from Matthew Berry, the fantasy guy from ESPN. He says, Tim Tebow is rich and famous and on TV, and the easy thing to do is to continue to do that. But he didn't give up his dream. So now he's going to challenge himself in a situation where success is definitely not guaranteed. Honestly, I admire the hell out of that, and I'm rooting for him. What are we doing here? What is this, Rudy?
Yeah, come on, man.
Wait, is this college? What are we doing here?
33-year-old former NFL player, former minor league baseball player, former Heisman Trophy winner.
1-0 in the playoffs.
Two-time national champion. Heisman, 1-0 in the playoffs. Yeah, that's what this is. And a guy hasn't played football in 8 years. He's 33 years old.
No, Ike, it's eye-rolling that Urban Meyer even allows it. Even if, like, I don't know if he – I don't know if he really has a chance to make the team or not. I don't know if this is one of these things where they're open to it. I don't know. I don't know if this was just a favor. I don't know. Like, the way Urban Meyer operates, it feels like that he thinks that he can just have Tim on the team because he's Urban Meyer and this is his team.
Yeah, I roll my eyes at several entities here, people here. And Tim Tebow is, like, probably at the bottom of the list. First of all, I roll my eyes at the people who want to try to make him out to be some sort of sympathetic, inspirational figure. Stop it. I mean, when you did that with the when he couldn't play quarterback and it was Tebow time and he was kneeling with the Tebow thing he was doing.
Had a cross on his knee or something or his
elbow.
Well,
no, he would do the kneel down with the
put his elbow.
The Tebow thing, yeah.
The Tebow.
Yeah, that thing. Yeah, he was doing that. Everybody got
the Tebowing. I forgot about the Tebowing.
People got behind that, and he was terrible there. Then John Elway was a bad guy because he wanted to get rid of him. He went to New York, right? And we got to watch him run through water with his shirt off in the rain.
Didn't walk on it. He ran through the water.
We got to watch him do that. He couldn't play there.
Nope.
And we all said, Tim Tebow, we love you, bro. It's going to be tough to play quarterback in this league, man. If you switch to tight end, I actually believe you could play a long time in this league. You're a good athlete, right? You can run. You got some toughness to you. You're obviously a good locker room guy. Switch positions. He didn't want to do that.
Nope.
Decided he'd walk away from the game and then try minor league baseball after becoming an announcer or whatever, a college football analyst. Didn't want to do minor league baseball. Toyed around with that for years and never could make it up to the majors. I think he made an all-star team in the minor leagues or what have you.
I don't know about that.
But the guy hasn't played football in almost a decade, and he's never played the tight end position. And somehow, he's on a roster. See, right now, it's just annoying that we have to talk about Tim Tebow because he's on the roster. You're going to get real irritation and anger if he happens to make this roster. Because I need to see him play. I need to see him catch a ball. Let me see him block that 9 technique at the end of the line when we run your way. Let me see you get that defensive end off the ball. Let me see you tag this double team up to the linebacker in the run game. Let me see you outrun this safety to get open and catch the ball. Let me see where your yak is at, what you look like after you catch the ball. You mean to tell me there isn't a more qualified, younger tight end, 10 years younger than Tim Tebow, that can deserve this opportunity? Urban Meyer and his nonsense, that's why he's going to be out of the league in 3 years. He's already bringing this college nonsense in. He wants Tim Tebow in the locker room. Just make Tim Tebow the team chaplain, bro.
Right? Well, he could have been a coach.
Yeah, you're going to make him a coach. If you wanted to help build a culture, you think these NFL players going to pay attention to Tim Tebow and his nonsense when he's about to take a roster spot from somebody?
Yeah,
everybody on that Jags team is looking at Tim Tebow like, dude, the only reason you're here is because
you're Tim Tebow.
Because you're Tim Tebow and you play for Urban Meyer.
Yep. Oh, so it's like
you're not winning, you're not earning the respect of your teammates.
So Rocco tweets you and says, Urban Meyer's no fool. He knows Tebow's intangibles, leadership attitude. He's trying to create a culture there, and he knows what Tebow brings.
We're always looking for players that love ball.
He doesn't give a damn about what he can do on the field. It has nothing to do with that. Hold on, the same Tim Tebow that was with Urban Meyer's teams at Florida,
right?
Where he would literally recruit guys. There was stuff going on behind the scenes there. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, Urban Meyer cares about culture and everything else. Like, give me a break. Give me a break. He's doing a favor to one of his guys. One of his guys, because he's Urban Meyer and he still thinks he's in college and he can do it. I can't imagine any grown man that's going to be in that locker room and is saying like, oh, yeah, it's awesome. Tim Tebow's on the team. This is awesome. Or like, oh, he's going to unite the locker room with his.
You have to play and play well. Like these are grown men. They don't listen to you just because you.
And here's another thing.
I tried that my rookie year.
Then they didn't want to hear it. No, these guys are going to want to hear Tim Tebow.
They said, man, if you don't shit your you know what down.
You thought you were doing the right thing.
I tried. And
here's the other thing. And listen, we'll take phone calls on it. 215-592-9494. I think he's selfish. I think he's selfish for doing it. It's over. It's over.
Yes.
Like, your time, you were a first-round draft pick. You won a playoff game. You tried baseball. I respect you for trying to play baseball, right? Like, your time's over. It's done, all right? You're using your connection with Urban Meyer. You're using that relationship to try to get back in the league. And the self-awareness part, he's got no clue. He has no shot.
Yeah.
He's got no shot of, like, a 260-pound defensive end that he's
going to
block.
Smash him right in his mouth.
Like, come on, give me a break. You're taking a roster spot away from another player that's trying to do what you did 10 years ago and make a team and play.
Yeah, don't give me this dream. He's falling. No, he was in the NFL. If he wanted to stay in the NFL, then he would have switched positions after they gave him an opportunity to do that. He didn't want to do that. Remember, he left the NFL because he couldn't play quarterback. He didn't want to play tight end. No, he's back to play tight end because he realizes his light is going out as far as being an athlete, like it does for all of us, Timmy boy. It does for all of us. I'm not going to join the XFL because I can't play in the NFL anymore. I want my name called out on TV. I'm not playing in the Spring Football League, Timmy boy, because I yearn to have my name on the back of a jersey. You're going out there because you yearn to still be talked about. You got a nice cushy job waiting for you, by the way, that most people don't have, that you walk in and out of. You got that waiting for you already.
Yep, he takes that for granted, and he's terrible.
No, takes that
at
for
it,
granted. Exactly. Yep. I'm sure that pays you six figures plus. And now you want to jump back on the NFL football field after almost a decade, and because of what? And play a position you've never played because you want to be talked about. So everybody could do the Tim Tebow story thing. It's purely selfish. That's all it is. That's all it is. It's
all
self-serving
him.
For him. Urban Meyer and his nonsense. Disrespecting the NFL.
Yep. All right.
Well, disrespecting the NFL, Urban Meyer. Come on, man.
We'll take your reaction. 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles making a mistake with the handling of Jalen Hurts? Can they commit to him, even if it's just for this year? Say he's the guy. And Tim Tebow.
I wonder if I tried on the G League. What's the Sixers team up there?
The
87ers?
Blue Coats. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Listen.
No. Here's what it's like. Here's
I was giving
like.
Them a good eight points and six rebounds in high school, man. Like, I want to fulfill my childhood dream of playing in the NBA.
Could you imagine the balls it takes to go? Like, could you imagine going to Big Red if you're 36 years old, like 40 years old, and saying, hey, Andy,
you need a gunner?
Still play, man, but put me on offense. Make me a kicker.
Yeah, make me an H-back, man.
Could you imagine?
Can you imagine having an offensive line coach to play defensive coordinator?
Shut up,
come
man.
On, Jack. Don't bring Juan into it. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, we get back to your phone calls on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.